Hi, this is Jazz Tremblay.
Hey, Jazz, Mark Wilson, how's it going?
Mark, how are you? It's going very good, very good.
Doing well? That's great, that's great. Hey, listen, Jazz, I wanted to talk to you about something I saw on the web today. Mark Cuban, you know, the guy that owns the Dallas Mavericks and used to own Broadcast.com, sold to Yahoo several
years ago. Absolutely. I already put his snapshot of his blog in my presentation to my customers.
What did you think about it?
Oh, yeah, I definitely saw it. What did you think about that?
The internet is dead and boring. What do I think about that? Well, I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, he makes some interesting points. You know, the idea that he doesn't think there's enough bandwidth going to, you know, all the end users out there. You know, being LSI, of course, we are kind of looking at this thing every day. And do you agree with that? Do you think there's not enough bandwidth?
Well, I think it depends. Huh? We, from a technology perspective, the pipes can be big enough to deliver all these services. And some people
look at Verizon, right? They've got the Fios thing deployed.
Exactly.
I mean, that's unlimited bandwidth if they want to, right?
So, and you look at the backbone of the network, the transport networks, right? They got massively built out in 2000, 2002. They're pretty big, too.
And
so,
you mentioned that, too. So he talks about this whole idea of getting all this bandwidth to users, but I think he's missing something.
I think he is, and I think it's about the big pipes, but the smart pipes, too. And that's what we need in the industry.
You know what? You're right. You know, he's talking about bandwidth. In fact, he throws things out like 3 gigabytes per second, which you don't normally hear expressed as gigabytes. But whether it's 3 gigabits or 24 gigabits per second, I think that's overkill for the most part. I think what we need more of is smarter bandwidth management, smarter traffic management, to actually get the, you know, the video packets and the voice packets getting prioritized over that, if you will, freeloading best effort peer-to-peer traffic that's out there right now.
Yeah, and I like the way he said it with the highways. You can have, you know, we've got these highways, they've got multiple lanes, they're big, but in the internet, it's basically no traffic signals, everyone gets on the internet, and they just try to go at it, and you've got people that are accessing the internet with bicycles, other of them are still on foot with broadband, and you've got multiple type of accesses there, but the big problem is, how do you manage all this? And, you know, I'll give you one example. We're actually moved into a new apartment, and I only got broadband internet. And I've got hundreds and hundreds of channels from all over the world I can watch on TV, but my TV screen is a few inches big. On YouTube, I can only upload small videos, and the quality to play back is really poor. And I think that those are the type of things he means by the internet is boring to a certain extent.
Yeah, being able to actually, you know, get video across the network, real-time services, that type of thing, which I totally agree with him there. I mean, we have to have this network ready for video delivery. And quality video delivery, not just that YouTube grainy stuff, but real, you know, obviously standard def and high def type video transfer. But I don't think it's just increasing the size of the pipe. You know, people think about plumbing. I think it is, as you mentioned, the multi-lane highway thing. So, you know, if you have multiple lanes where each class of traffic is able to go at the speed it needs to go at to get there when it needs to get there, not to mention, you know, paying traffic that the service providers are trying to get a return on investment for. I think that's the big thing. So basically it's smart pipes, not fat pipes. So the whole idea of enabling quality of experience, quality of service, that whole bit, I think that's huge. And I think that's really where he really wants to take this. Certainly I don't think the internet's dead and boring. Do you, Jez?
Well, I feel really optimistic about the internet. The next wave we're going to take it with the explosion of the real-time high bandwidth services. And, you know, the work we've been doing here is really all about that. It's about how do we put more intelligence into the pipes, at the end of the pipes, how do we put more intelligence into the business, into the wireless, the wireline access, to make those services enable. And, you know, what's interesting also from the type of work we do, because it's our job to make the internet more fun for business people, more productive, and also for people at home, but you take a problem like the YouTube upload and you break it down and you see what kind of technology innovations do we need to reverse this trend? And is that something you've been working on that a little bit, Mark?
Yeah, well, certainly. You know, it's one thing to be able to look at packet headers as they traverse the network, but you know, I believe that based on things I've looked at recently, that it's so much more important to look deeper into a packet and actually look at the contents within the packet. If you look at the business side of things especially, you know, the idea of network security and so forth, any spam, any virus, all that, so important to actually be able to see what's going inside what appears to be a benign packet, and it turns out there's some malware inside of there. So being able to do content inspection, content processing, very important. That also spills out into the consumer side as well. As I said, there's a lot of peer-to-peer traffic going out of there. People just swapping, you know, in some places pirated videos across the net, and that's hogging up the single-lane highway. We're trying to create this multi-lane highway, of course. So by being able to inspect the contents of the payload within those packets, we're actually able to deprioritize and maybe hold up, put a stop sign or a stoplight up with some of that traffic, and let the paying customers buy. And certainly service providers who are actually trying to, you know, make smart investments and get returns on those investments by putting the appropriate network infrastructure in definitely needs to create smarter pipes, not fatter pipes.
Absolutely.
So I agree with you on that point.
I think you're right, Mark. And I'm really happy that he published this this document, because now I think a lot of the stuff that we've been doing here at LSI, we can break it down to what are the core fundamental building blocks of this new internet that's going to be more exciting. What are they? And if you break it down, it's all going to be about video. It's all going to be about traffic management. It's all going to be about real-time services and making this whole thing very secure. And the key ingredients, you know, we've got them in the company now. We've got the voice and video DSPs. We've got the deep packet inspection technology that's leading, and we've got you know, all this heritage and traffic management. So that's why I'm pretty excited, and I'm glad that he put this out there, because our customers are going to start to move away from just bigger pipes and solving the last mile problem to realize that we need to put some engineering and to some end-to-end quality of experience on this new internet platform.
Agreed. Hey, if you've got it in your PowerPoint already, send me that email if you will. Send me that as an attachment if you would.
Will do. Hey, thanks a lot.
And my presentation, too. That's a public service announcement in terms of making smarter pipes out there.
So let's go back to work and try to make this internet more live and fun. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Well put. Take care, Jazz. Bye.